Thanks for tuning into this special edition of Scorebook Live Today. You can get new episodes of the SB Live Today podcast each week to your phone or tablet for free. All you have to do is head to one of the many places our podcast is distributed. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play, and Stitcher are a few examples. Up next, Dan Dickow was at a big high school basketball college showcase in Bellevue last weekend and sat down with Nalen Sood, president of the Washington Interscholastic Basketball Coaches Association, about the showcase, summer recruiting, and how they determined the field. We'll have a regularly scheduled full episode later this week, so be on the lookout for that. Until then, here's Dan Dickow and Nalen Sood.
Dan Dickow, Scorebook Live, Washington, here with director of the Washington Interscholastic Basketball Coaches Association, Nalen Sood, also past executive director for the National Federation of High School Basketball Coaches, instrumental in putting together the first WIBCA D1 evaluation event here at Bellevue College. First off, Nalen, year one, how much prior planning and preparation went into making this weekend what looks like a complete success?
Well, it's been about an 18-month process being involved with the National High School Basketball Coaches Association. We've always wanted to empower the high school coach, and so we thought this was a good way to do it. We don't need to be empowered more during the season, but what can we do to get to become more a part of the food chain of the recruiting process? You know, we are accountable for everything we do, and not saying that the non-scholastic coaches aren't, but it's just, you know, it's a different game with us. And so, you know, we've always been looking at opportunities to be more involved in the summer recruiting circuit, and fortunately and unfortunately, what happened with the scandal with the NCAA and the recruiting, the bribery and all those things that went on, and then the recommendations from the Rice Commission to the Board of Governors for the NCAA, that opened the door for us to become a part of this through the National Federation of High Schools and then the state governing bodies. The NCAA did present this opportunity, and we're the first ones to stand in line and raise our hands and say we're ready to do this. The past 2 years at our summer conference for the NHSBCA, we've talked about these opportunities. Last year, we saw some things coming. In August, the recommendations were made, and so we were ready. But then it took some work. It had a lot of boots on the ground, a lot of people involved. I got to give a lot of thanks to Tim Gaby, Jeffrey Fazio, and Joe Harris. Their work and time to put this on has just been unbelievable. But, Dan, you know there's work and there's good work. And this was definitely good work. When we saw that first ball go up in the air for the tip-off yesterday at 10 a.m., all the work was worth it. And, you know, at the end of the day, if we're going to survey the parents, we're going to survey the college coach, we're going to survey the high school coach, so we'll have better feedback. But if it was a positive experience for those three groups, then that's really important. But for the kids, that this is a clean recruiting process, they got to go against good competition, you know, in a short time, be coached the right way by high school coaches so that college coaches could see them, you know, playing in, with that type of coaching, then it was worth it. So we'll get better feedback. But, you know, just as I look back on it right now, I'm just basing this off what other people can tell me. And the coaches are saying good things. Parents are saying good things. So right now, you know, we feel good about things. But we'll be better next year for sure.
Sure. 125 kids, the majority of those from the state of Washington,
yeah.
About 75-ish college coaches in attendance from what I could tell. How was the selection process for those kids to be a part of the event, and then how receptive were those college coaches in wanting to be at your event this weekend?
Yeah, well, the process started in March. Well, we've been talking about the process since our fall meeting for WIBCA, but the process started where high school coaches only could nominate players, and then we had a player selection committee that would vet the candidates, and we also had outside college coaches that would help us if we needed to bounce names off them, get thoughts off them. But we made the final decision, our player selection committee, and that's been the toughest part of this, is when you got to say no to a kid that should be getting an opportunity or hope to get an opportunity. But we tried to get the best 128 from 8 different states, and I think we did a good job. We actually picked about 140, but kids for one reason or another, the other being the majority of kids that weren't in it were because of injuries, we went down to 128. And the one thing is we lost several kids this week, but you know, all these kids in the gym are good basketball players, and they're good basketball players because they like basketball. And you know better than anybody, when you like basketball, you're playing a lot. And when you play a lot, injuries happen. And it's the end of the summer for a lot of these kids with their teams. You know, things happen. So, but we got a good 128. And the list that we kept sending out to coaches, I think it was a good list because we kept getting more and more coaches that would sign up. Now, we sent our distribution list was to about 175 college coaches, and we kept updating them. The first list had about 40, and the last list obviously had 128. And so, you know, we'll do the numbers here, but I think we're close to about 80 college coaches that came through the door over the past 2 days. So, you know, for these 128 kids and their parents and their high school coaches, that they can say they had eyes on them from 128 very respected, great coaches, that's not a bad thing over a two-day period. And, you know, I think we kept the cost nominal. We didn't fleece families. We didn't fleece the college programs. We didn't fleece people on entry fees. And so, you know, that's a good thing, you know, that people could come in here and see an event put on the right way.
I would agree, seeing that it was put on the right way. It's always great to see so many kids having a chance to play in front of college coaches. But for anybody who's not aware of WIBCA and what they are trying to do to help and support not only players in the state with an event like this, but the high school coaches in the state, what would a quick message be about the overall emphasis or the structure of what WIBCA wants to do?
Yeah, well, what WIBCA wants to do is we want to support high school coaches, and we want to provide opportunities for student athletes. And so we're a group that represents all high school coaches in the state of Washington, and we take feedback, we take input. We want them to feel, I'll go back to the word, empowered to be a part of the association, and they can help us with ideas and thoughts and suggestions on this, because our association is about coaches, it's for coaches. And it's for providing for student athlete opportunities. This event, at the end of the day, I'll be honest with you, it costs us money. But we've always said if we're going to spend money on something, we're going to spend money on experiences and opportunities for student athletes. That's what we're about. So it's good money spent. And at the end of the day, we'll do things differently in 2020. We already have a folder going. We're putting our notes down, putting our thoughts down, our learned lessons down. But where we started yesterday, we didn't look back. We didn't have any regrets about anything. You learn as you go over the weekend. But we feel good. Someone asked me on Friday, how do I feel about things? And you can relate to this because I said, well, it's sort of like that first game of the season. We've done everything we can over 12 practices, but we have no idea what that first game is going to be like. And so for the first time for this, we had no idea what this was going to go off as. But we've had a lot of great support here from WIBCA members and the staff we put together. And so, you know, there's a lot of work that went into it. And if you do enough work, nobody should notice the amount of work that went into it. It should just be smooth. And hopefully that's what the kids and the college coaches and the high school coaches that are coaching, hopefully they can say those things also, that this thing went off very smooth and efficiently. And it was work, but if you do it the right way, then it should just be seamless.
Well, it was seamless. So, again, that was Nalen Suit, Executive Director, WIBCA, putting on a great year one event at the D1 evaluation event at Bellevue Community College. Congrats on a first year. Look forward to checking out year two.
Washington Federal is a bank based in Seattle that operates 235 branches, and it cares deeply about high school sports not only in the Seattle metro area, but across the entire state of Washington. Head to WashingtonFederal.com to learn more or visit your closest branch.